union that does what he's really done. And just let me point out one thing. Les Rouge, so Chaim is the kasher against the Rambam. So the Shemim is the kasher. How is it? And how is it that So there we should also say, since we testify on itself and on the never or on us. And the plane, the end on his wife, so Mira seems he cannot be recovered Davis. On himself or on his wife, so Mira Davis and the Rivea or on the veil should not be discovered either. So the Khan says that by the Kishin many other to the Kabone of the case of these to make a joint Haknoye to both the Kabone, like Ishak, they should both be Zeich in Ovis Nehoti. But if for some reason the one cannot be Zeich, then the other one should be Zeich in the whole thing. So Mela seems his original Kabone was that they should both be Zeichen. In Ovis Nechosi, like Ishechot, some Mele, we say, the Eidish about Musasa, but of course it's one Eidish. That's the Mitzvah. Masha'inkin, by playing a Rivanel Yatsaini, or by playing Baalishti, so it's two separate Eidish, because the Chiyuv Nisel, the Rebbeya, has nothing to do with the Chiyuv Nisel of the Yavah. The Chiyuv Nisel of the Baal has nothing to do with the Chiyuv Nisel of the Yishish. It's two separate Eidas that we say, in one Maizagot. So Mele, we say, Parunibor. Then Rav Chaim says, and even though it's not Muchach, but still, we should say it's Mistabat Zeh. So I want to explain why. What other parents could there be? There could be another parent. In other words, even if we say that it's the same Eides and the Eides is the parents, the reason is to why. But he's in the Chosel Shneem Yodam Rabbeichan who says, Eides Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekulah. And by Tony Levan was saying, we don't say the Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekulah, is because by Tony Levan was saying, so he doesn't have the Shemedes altogether, because he's not an aid. And by Tony Baalishti also, he doesn't have the Shemed, also Baalavah, because he's the Kifufe, Baal Kishte, Mashenchim, by Koreb, so we have two separate. He has a Shemay, but the Pesalei. So when do we say Eidish Bahamutas Babakura? Only when he has a Shemay, but the Pesalei. But if he doesn't have a Shemay, so then we don't say Eidish Bahamutas Babakura, and that's the Gemara in Makis of the Kaime Adolam Kosin Babel. So Rashi explains the kind of cases that the Kaime Adolam Kosin Babel, that the Aloha of Eidish Bahamutas Babakura only applies to the Agodan Tato Yeriye. But Rashi explains, like the Rebbe, that the Eidish Bahamutas Babakura applies only to somebody who has a Shemay, but the Pesalei, but not by Lankoret, but not to Balvovo and Balbishte, when he doesn't have a Shemay altogether. But the Chaim says, what the Rambam says in the Pesedes, Balbishte, Vishen, Vishen, so we see that it's not Ipsur Pasha. So it's possible to say that the Rambam also agrees with the Rambam, that Balbishte, you don't have to absorb to the Ipsur of Koran. But why does the Rambam mention Baal Bishte is possible because of Fishing Vedishin because the halacha is not only a balance puzzle to be an aid to his wife, but the Baal is puzzle to be an aid to his wife's brother or to his wife's sister. There he couldn't say, because Baldova, so because the Baal needed his wife, are like one person, so Mele, the father or the sister of the wife is considered like his father or like his own father. But Enoch and Ame, the Rambam could agree with the writer.
What is the yeah, I don't say. How can he agree with the rabbi if he says that a man whose wife is a Rishon, the Rishon?
No, because suppose the Rambam wouldn't mention the halacha that Baal Yishte is Rishon, the Rishon. So then the Baal be kosher ladies to the wife's father.
It would be kosher ladies?
Why not?
Or would it still be a Rishon Lashani? No?
Okay, because there is a psula koreb, some mele is possible to hold to the wife's brother. But if there hadn't been a psula koreb of Rishon LeRishon, he wouldn't be possible to be an aid to his wife's brother or to his wife's sister. Why should he be possible?
Well, if you say Ishtar Tikufo, so they're certainly poor. Not that if she's good enough.
Yeah! But that wouldn't make the wife's father into
why not?
A
like
husband. How could you say it? Like I mean, his own father, he's not a Baldova, and to his wife's father, so he should be a Baldova. That's not Shia.
No, I'm talking about relatives.
Relatives,
yes. No, so if you just make an equation between the wife and the man.
Yeah.
So any relative to the wife is a relative to the man.
Yeah, that's right.
So even if they're...
So that's because of Rishon LeRishon. So the Rambam mentions the halacha of a Baal Yishte Rishon LeRishon not to tell us that he's possible to be an aid and his wife. But the Rambam says Lefichoch. Lefichoch. Where is the Rambam? The second Chelek. So he doesn't mention the halacha of Rishon LeRishon legabei the psul eides to his wife, but the psul eides to his wife's brother and his wife's sister. Now,
Rebbe, according to the other Rishonim, like the Rabbi, who says that the wife is like a Baal Dover.
Yes. So but then you agree with
it. Okay, so would that be true, would then be true that a person would be a kosher aid for his brother-in-law?
Hashishah.
Right, so
everybody would agree. But I say that the Rambam could also agree with that.
So then why does the Rambam have to say that he's a Rishon for Rishon?
That he's possible to his to be an aid to his wife's brother, to his wife's sister.
But if he had been Ishto Kagufo, then he also would be possible to the wife's brother, the wife's father.
Yeah, so it's a combination of the two of Baldova, since the wife and the husband are like one person, so Mele, the brother of the wife, is like his own wife.
So he's just asking, why would the Rambam have to say this?
That's right.
No, why would the Rambam have to say this? Once the Rambam tells you they're the same,
he doesn't tell you that. Okay, he tells us that being that follows from that. Now there's another kasha that Reb Chaim asks, it's not in the same. Reb Chaim says that the reason is why we don't say Yiddish but just about the kula, because it's two separate Yiddish. Because when he says Kleiner Ribam Letzeini, he's made and he's playing his field and on his own field. So Melee, we don't say he's got just about the kula when it's two separate Yiddish. But the kashi is by Mephoshe is now longer Yiddish. That Hakoshe even Dikis is Mephoshe the Yiddish. Let's say in Chakira sentences, so only even in the idea is Mevatavei. If one aid says he doesn't know whether Beis Eshor, Beis Yeil, Beis Shono, so it's Mevatavei. But by Dikes, what is Dikes? Immaterial things, whether the Heire was Lodush Kodim Shchirim or Kodim Rivonim, or the Nehere was Lobush Kodim Shchirim or Rivonim. So if he says in Yiddish, I don't know what kind of God it was wearing, so then the Yiddish is kind. But if he says the Lobush, the Heire was Lobush Kodim Shchirim, and then it turns out that he was Lobush Kodim Rivonim, so then the Yiddish is born. So the Kashi is truth to separate Yiddish. The chiyuv was over there, and the chiyuv was nearby, because what difference does it make? Who the nearby is? The reveil is chayev, regardless who the nearby is. But it's certainly not less than Kodim Shchirim, Kodim Rivonim. Some male deity should be born. It's a very strong question. So Reb Chaim gives a very simple character, it's not this deeper. He says, when we say that Dikas is Hakoshin, the Dikas is part of the Ides, when Bezdin was in Kabul, the Agode, but if Bezdin was not in Kabul, the Agode, then it's not in part of the Ides. So when one aid says that the whole was Lovus Pomishchirim and the other, so Bezdin was in Kabul. And then later, when the other aid says that the whole was Lovus Pomishchirim, so there is Hakoshin. So then it's a matter of Ides. But here, at the very outset, when he says, Tlein Rivanu Yatzeini, so Bezdin rejects it. So Meira is not shy of to say that it's a koshe, only a koshe that Bezdin was Mikabel originally. But a koshe that Bezdin was not Mikabel, so he cannot be Mikabel. Now, I would like to discuss in regard to the Din of the Gazbal, Din of Made in Dabur.
Yes. The Rukhari's carrot was based, if you say, Pogin and Dibura, or Din and
Amoris? Pogin and Dibura, because we say Pogin and Dibura, because the Chiyub of the Rivea has nothing to do with the Chiyub of the Nirva. So basically, we have at the very outset, is not Mikabu, the Hagod and Mikabu in the Rivea. And Gabi the Nirva. Only the Gabi the Rebeya, so there is no caution of this.
In the case of Ishto, right?
Yes,
Ishto. You mentioned that in the case of Ishto,
same thing.
There is a Rishon who learned that's working within Talmud and their months.
Yeah, yeah.
But what?
That's a kind of spirit. Don't mix up one of Chaim's parents with the other.
Right, but the question is, this parents of Rafaim wouldn't work in the case of Ishto. The parents of Rafaim that you just mentioned,
yes,
is
you are right, so I'm saying that in connection with the first parents of Rafaim, not in connection with the second parents of Rafaim.
No, all I'm saying is, in the case of Ishto.
As a matter of fact, in the Sefer, I don't think that he would mention it. Doesn't even mention this.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is, in the case of Ishto, right?
Yes.
If we say that it's working within Palhina and Nemanis, and yes, not Palhina and Zibura,
yes,
so then this character of Rafaim won't work. We have a problem, it's Eidus, it's a problem in Rishos.
In Bidikoshi.
In Bidikos. The character of Rafaim won't work.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
So what would we do there? What do you do with the second? What do you do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Don't you?
So say like the first time.
Okay, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin, as it says, there's a case of what about if the guy says, "Yeah, Plony Balishti, yeah." Now, there's a certain Rishon said that that's worse than him and their mom.
That's how he amounts.
Right?
Because there is no spirit.
No spirit.
Yes.
Once
even
you
though it's his wife, but he's a correct.
Right. Right, but once you say Kohen and Nehemiah,
he corrects, so it's only possible to be Ishti,
right. But once you say we're working with him, Kohen and Nehemiah, that must mean the guy is saying that the Ploni was Va'al Ishti, was really his wife.
That's right. Yes. So, but there's no spirit. There is no spirit. It's his wife. But, so we got to the wife, Bezdin cannot be recovered. But we got to him, the Baal, Bezdin can be recovered. I don't see any spirit. Right now. Yes.
On the second answer of mine, it said that Hakosha took his life and not that was not Kibbutz
Bezdin,
it's not the
bottom of
the age.
That's right.
That's right?
Yes.
So, this is not a...
Because Bezdin doesn't give
initially. Yeah, so my question is not on the comparison or the second comparison, it's just on the Metzius, basically. I want to understand it a little better. What type of Halloween or what type of idea would it be that Bezdin would not be the bottom of the age to someone if they disqualify their age for some reason, that his age from our teacher could be the bottom of somebody else's age? In other words, what's the
finish
there? In other words,
you said that
the finish
is... He says, when the Bible is saying,
so Bezdin doesn't
listen to it.
Because they're
not
the
Kabbalah
days?
No, it's the Kabbalah.
So why would we think that they should listen to it? Why would they not get the first?
That the whole was love was according to him. So Bezdin accepts it. Bezdin doesn't know yet.
Right.
The other he will say that the whole was what was put in
the day. Exactly. The second Kadei in the commentary is Lovish Bebot Ben Mavon.
Yes.
And then not the Kabel that.
That's right.
So, then if they're not the Kabel that, isn't it just smart to say that
when the first day, they didn't testify to Sahas, so the
right.
First day said the whole was what was put in the day.
Yeah.
Then, so there's no big problem. Then later on, the second day, he said that he was loved according to the day. So then there was a question.
Is that the second day or the second half in the day?
The second day. Second day.
Oh, so there was a difference between the two days and one
right,
other.
That's right. Now, in regard to Eidos Baldin to Meidinton, so the Tzei says it's a din of Mnemonis. For the other Achayim who say it's his height. Now, where do we see? Now, of course, you could ask, we say in many mitzvahs that if he's made it, he'll be about 50, so he has to take his word and other things. But it goes without saying, suppose Kubin says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and then Shimon says, I don't owe you a thing, but I'm giving you a matone of $50. So then you don't have the Chayvish with. But there's a big difference, because there he says to Feresh that he doesn't owe him anything, so he takes it back. Mashenk in here, he says it in the Lashon of Idoye. In other words, that he borrowed 50. But so, there's the first apostle that since he said it in the Russian of Udoye, so it's Mechaye Vishwe, so it's his rights. In other words, that this is the Kinyan. Where is the Mokia for this Avoche, that this is the Kinyan? So that's the Gemore in Bolbasre, in connection with this and Yure, that could contest. Boyer und Dach, das ist besser mit Augen. Schrieb mir auch die Hände mal auf. Na, wie wir schrieb mir auch die Gesundere Sünder. So, die Mörder sind dabei, suppose instead of giving away matoneh, so he's made it that he has it come from somebody. He will also say, give a shrim rak shum rasonga. Toshma, yisak yure habele kreisar al kizuze bihon. Yisak yure, so, head, nervous, rak mori brain. Rak mori was the son of Yisak yure. But the mother Rochel, also, he also shaloi bidushe, he was also bidushe. When she conceived with Isaac, with Rav Mori, so then she was real, so Isaac Yura was real good. But then after he was conceived, Isaac Yura, so he was Mizgaya. So Al-Kadim, the mother, of course, is the mother, it was Inochi Havo Al-Bas Yisrael, but the father was his friend. So then, and Isaac Yura deposited with Robert 12,000 Zuzi. Then, when Isaac Yura was a Shrivnera, and he wanted his son, if not only his Al-Kadim, he wasn't his son, but his biological son. So he wanted his son to be Zeicha in the place of the Zuzi, and he had no way of taking it away from Rode, because he was a Shrimra, so he said that Ubirabad and Yisab Yure was a Talmud Chochem. Omar Rode, so he wanted, so Rode was told about it, that Yisab Yure wanted the place of Al-Kazuzah to be given after his death to Rav Mor. Omar Rove Heichen Itchino Rav Mor El Han Zuzi. In other words, Rove said that he doesn't, that Isaac Yure has no way of forcing him to give way the place of Zuzi to Rav Mor, because Isaac Yure himself had no Yoshin. So in Eilei, when Isaac Yure died, so always Nechosim with this Alpha Zuzi didn't have Gap. So it's not the Rav Amir points out, it's not Chassid Sholem. Some masculine apikorsim said that Rav wanted to grab the place of Alpha Zuzi from Yisrael Yore. But the Mishnah says in Shviz that the Rosh Shaloi B'Dushe was Dosei B'Dushe, so if he returns it, even though he's not, he cannot be forced to return it, but if he returns it so, to the Ben, to the biological son, so it's Ruach HaChom Neichemen. And if he's Zeichen it, and he doesn't return, so in Ruach HaChom Neichemen. So Rabbi wanted, the Rav Amir said, in addition, Rabbi wanted to have the mitzvah of Ruach HaChom Neichemen. So, and so he said that Isaac Yure cannot force him to return it so that he'll be mechuyev to return it. So then he'll have the mitzvah. So, Eichen Kuno Rav Mor El Han Zuzi, Ibirun She'elav Bar Yerusha, yet no Yoshe. In Matone, because Matone Shrivna Rak Yerusha Yisungam Ye, so Matone Shrivna Rak Yerusha Shav Yerabonim. In other words, that since Matone Shrivna Rak Yerusha Shav Yerabonim, so Nimele, whoever is capable of being Meirish, can give way the Matan Shrimra. But if somebody is not capable of being Meirish, like Yisrael Yure, he had no Yoshi, so he's not capable of transmitting his Nechosim through Matan Shrimra. Kalheichad Yise B'Yerushe Yise Matan. Kalheichad Lese B'Yerushe Lese Matan. Ibn Shiche, less like a bay. Ibn Chlifin, in my day, Ibn Chlifin. Ian of Karke, less like a bay. Ibn Manashloshten, Yishoach Lugur Aslin. Number one. So Maski Flom, Radike Brei, the Rabame Amai, the Lei, the Yisea, the Halen Zuzet, the Rabore Nino, the Likne Voldeise, In other words, he has a way of forcing other to give it way to another. In other words, he should be made a bit made. The Tres Altos belong to Rav Mori from before. So then you begin with this. So we see from this Gemara, Gemara Mephoreshes, that with this is a Gemara. With this is a Gemara. So, Ad Hoch and Ofke with this in the Gemara, if at Rav, Oma, come with me that time to the Inche, Umarstele, in other words, he complained about it, that they deprived him, not of the place how to do that, but as Rav Amir explained, they deprived him of the mitzvah, of Hameshit, Ruach, Hachomim, Meichim, so it's a Gemara Mephoreshes, that this is the key. However, all the Shemim say that this is the key, except the Rosh Hashanah Mephoreshes. The Rosh Hashanah Mephoreshes says, well, this is not the key, but this is the key only by Shribbara, because of the Konos Chacholom, because at the buy of the Gemara was, Shrim Rashehidim Al. Why does the Gemara have Shrim Rashehidim? Bori Shehidim. The answer is, no, Bori Shehidim is not a Kiyan. But Shrim Rashehidim, since Shrim Rashehidim generally, so give a Shrim Rashehidim, the Shrim Damye, but a Shrim Rashehidim who has no Yoshi, and since the Aloha of Dibre Shrim Rashehidim, Kirsun Kusun Dami is Kirushi Shabi Rabon, so maybe the Chacham Mor Misaki is special kinyan of this by Shribra, just as by a regular person, so there is a kinyan of the Shribra Kusun Dami, so by Ger, there is a kinyan of this, and that's the Maskana of Gemara, there is a kinyan of this, but by only by Shrimra, but not by Bob. Not by Bob. So by Shrimra, this is the Kinyan of the Rabbah. But when I say, it's no Kinyan, it's not Mistaber. That's what they say, it's no Kinyan, that's all that's the Tzarsakosu of maybe the Mixas, like Kiyuse. So it's in the I say, that this is a Kinyan. Unless we say that Idoi is Mitzad Menonis, he does not mean, but according to the Rosh, he does not mean Kinyanidom is not Mitzad Menonis, so it has to be Mitzad Kinyan. So how is the redeem of maybe Mitzad Schaivish way of Kinyan? So obviously, the Rosh will be made that Idoi has Menonis also, Midarais. But in case where it could not be accepted, Piteras Nemonis, like in the case of Isan Yuga, because all the Chachom, the trace out of Zuzek, it did not belong to Rav Mori. So then the Rosh says that this is the king of the Rabbanon, but where it's not known, that the Idoi is not a mess, so then the Gaz Bardim is effective Mitzad Demones, Kmeirim Domen. However, there is one Shite in the Miri Makis that holds that Idoi is only effective Biteras Hischaides, not Biteras Nemones. Now let's see the Miri Makis. Say one of them said, so then the Izumim and Huyev Kashazon and Lassis Lach. So that applies to Momen, to Knas, to Malkis, to Nisim. But there is a difference. Suppose the Mishnah says, פיום הרובד, הפיום לאלף. בואו שניים ויאמרו בחד ושבס, הורטרימי יש הנפש. סונדי רובן קיר שימן. ובואו שניים ויאמרו אימונו יישם בחד ושבס, יקון ופסימן. ועד, אלו בצרי בישבס, הורטרימי יש הנפש. ותוי על סל סוף, את רובן קיר שימן המונד. In other words, so they are also testifying that Ruben is right missing. But they also testify that Nizumim couldn't have seen that because on Sunday monolism of Mach. So both nine of Mechadishabs and Rabin is a nefesh. Both nine of them, monolism of Mechadishabs, and the three bishops of Rabin is a nefesh. Even if the Mazin say that on Friday before, Ruben killed Shimon, over the Nefesh, Nerogi. Why? Why after all they tried to Mechayev? So why are they Mechayev Mise? But he was Mechayev Mise before, on Friday, when Ruben killed Shimon, because it was before Mardi. And by Mephoshes, until Mardin, the person is not Chayav Nisei, because the Yuma Sovetseach and the Omdei Yoedom Mishpon, so even if somebody killed, but until Bezmiz Gimadine is not Chayav Nisei, so Mele, when the Eidim say that the Zumim couldn't have seen on Sunday the Tzobin killed Shimon, even though they, the Mazimim themselves, saw that on Friday before Ruben killed Shimon. So in other words, that means that when the Eidim, the Nizumim, testified in Bezdin on Sunday that Ruben killed Shimon, he was still not Chayav Nisei because it was before Mardin. So, the bidne the commissade gabrala bakton my commission to yone the fiho in nimmt sich achas men zenemes grobe heine rogen was hier btur seife maschen die mit mardin ist doch bo schnai bi yom bi hab bi shabse mit mardin shofe u bo schnai bi yom bi hab bi shabse imono yise el bi hab shabse mit mardin shofe ni bi atlan bi trebi shabse נגמדים שוטרינו, אין אינו לנרוג אינדיבידה לקומיסה דגברה כבטור, בקוז נמזים לנסוף טסטיפי, that at the time when the Mizumim testified, the Midden was already נגמדיני, so מילא, they wanted to hire the person who was already hired Mise, so there is no deal of לסיס עמלי כאשר זומם, לסיס לוח, וכן לעניין תשלומי כנס, בואו שניים ויאמרו בחד בשבסי, גונב וטובח ומוחה. ובואו שניים ויאמרו בחד בשבסי, מונו יישם, אלו בתרי בשבסי, גונב וטובח ומוחה, משלמו. Because כנס דו, שישיב וישיב להם, so until the מרדים, so the גנב is not חייב. משלמו, לא ידע, אפילו אמרו בערב שבס. Gona vitovach umocha mishalmu di biidne di komisade gadrala batashlumim bo ushnayim lomo bichad bishapsi gona vitovach umocha vinig matinei u bo ushnayim lomo bichad bishapsi imono yisem el erev shabbos gona vitovach umocha vinig matinei beloyoid el af lomo bichad bishapsi gona vitovach umocha u bitrei bishapsi nig matinei. So, Amy Shalmin knew because at the time when the Mizumim testified, so he was already Mechuyev, it was already after the Gmardim for the Chiyuv Knas, the Bidin, the Kusadi Gavre Badashon. I think that would be all for today, and tomorrow we'll start.
Do
it right
from here?
What's that?
What's the right?
So, from here is that. That by only by Knas and Malkus and Foss, so to say. the teaching of the Mazim say that he was chayav nisayim before the Nizum testified in Bezdin, some melee, they are still chayav. Why? Because by Knas and by Malkus and by Nifoshes, some till Mardini is not mechuyev, some melee, if they testify, if the Mazim testified that you already did the Avera before, or he was already gained before, some melee at that time of the Agoda Seydes by resuming was not Chayim Nisei, and they wanted to be Chayim Nisei, some melee the Amchuyev to Mishalim or the Chiyu, Nisei or Malkes, Kasher Zoman Masis Lochim. But by Momain, even if they testified in Mazim, then in Mizumim, he could not have seen that a person that's holding about the Elev Zeus from Shimei. But since they themselves saw that before or after that, after the Akode, by the Mizumim, that that's holding about Elev Zeus from Shimei, some male they have to be. Some melee, that means that even the Rosh says that Hidoye is only effective mitzav is chayves, not mitzav nemones. So it only means that even the case like he said, all the Chachamim knew that it wasn't through the Hidoye by Yisrael Yure. So still there is a chiyuv with the Rabbonon to pay misadudise because of a special takonis chachon. But where it's not known to Bezin that it's not true, so then it is effective with teres nemonis. However, we have a shite in the Miri Makis that holds the country that says that even when it's not known that it's not truly doing it, so still, so then it's only effective misal ischayes. Now, the Miri Makis mentions two days. Suppose two Eidim come to Bezdin and they say that Reuven is chayev to Shimon money. Reuven is chayev to Shimon money. And then the Mazim come and say that the Mizumim couldn't have seen it because Mono is a Mokim Achim and something. But they know that he's chayev. And we say, because they saw themselves on Friday before, that he borrowed the money. So then they don't, they are not mechuyev to, the Mizumim are not mechuyev to pay Kasher Zoman. But suppose two Eidim testify that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and then the Bartova himself comes and says that they didn't see it, but he borrowed from Shimon money the Friday before. So then there are 2 days. One day is that they don't have to pay Kasher Zoman because he does Bamin Kimayim Dome, and the other day is that they have to pay Kasher Zoman because since it's not of the Eidus, it's of the Rabbah himself, so it's only Mikhanu Habe, it's not in Matreya. So that Shita holds that even when it's not known to Bezdin that the Dars Balvin is not MS, like in the case of Pisav Yuvay. So it's only effective in Sabbath times. But that shit in the Miri will not agree with the shit of the Rosh. The Rosh shit will be that with the Rabbonon it's effective in Sabbath times only by Yer, but by Borinat. But in any case where it's not known to Bezin that his story is not true, then the Idoye is effective in Teras Nemonis. Okay, now that will be all, and then tomorrow we start the Sugi of Eilach. The Sugi of Eilach.
What is that?
The Sugi of Eilach.